with you.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. I'm Chad the Can Man Canfield, back from his little overtime stint. My best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Hop right real close to that mic there, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see how much of the mic we can get in your mouth.
Here we go. Let me
roll it around. Roll it around. Roll it around.
Roll it around. Side to side. Gargle it. All right. So welcome to the show. Joining us again is almost relatively always Jamie W. Yeah. Kelly, James W. Kelly, if you're very formal.
Very formal.
And back again, Corey Jordan.
Front two.
Front two, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good, good to have you guys here tonight. Sorry for the delays, having some technical issues, but got it off the ground, got it working. I'm excited about that.
Here we
so.
Go. Yes, me too.
Yeah, me too, me too. So what's happening, guys? What's new? What's unusual?
Nothing?
Nope.
Not a lot.
I got nothing to talk about.
You guys are.
All right, good show.
You already talked about it. You guys have been talking for a half hour waiting for me.
Yeah, we're done.
So
sorry.
You're spent.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This time next week, I'll be packed, ready to go to Pittsburgh for the first time since May. First
cool.
time I'll be at home for Christmas since 06.
Oh, wow.
So
you actually
nice.
Get to leave work for more than a day or two.
I know. I'm off Tuesday through the next Monday.
There's no elections or anything.
There's no elections, so we finally...
Yeah.
There might be a winter storm, but it's too bad. I was actually in at 3:30 in the morning 2 days last week for to take cancellation calls.
Oh, goodness.
People call in.
Good time.
So yeah. When do they actually start calling at 3:30 in the morning?
Before that, even.
Wow.
Yeah, they make the decision. Some of them make the decision as early as 4. Some of them wait till like 6.
So do you have the whole list of passwords, too? So like,
We have an online password.
Right.
Like, so everyone gets an individual ID number and password, and there is one password for schools and one for business and stuff like that.
So somebody isn't calling in and saying...
Right, you can't call in and say, I want to cancel Jefferson High School.
Right.
It's like, okay, what's the password?
Pencil.
Armageddon.
Balls.
Well, if you ever watch War Games, it's either going to be pencil, God, or
exactly.
What's the other one?
Sex.
Yeah.
Password. Password is personal. My personal favorite.
Yeah.
The single
Hello.
Most popular password right now is change me.
Change me. Nice.
Nice, yeah.
Very nice, very nice.
So, so that's we have pretty clever passwords. They're not easy to guess either, which is nice. So
good.
But yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, we got that 11 inches.
Yeah, well, unofficially.
Are you talking about snow?
Yeah.
Well,
oh.
I mean,
yeah,
it would be more than
11
inches
prison style. That's all I heard.
be more than 11 if it was just me.
In your dreams,
Mandingo style over here.
Yeah, okay. Mandango. Nice. All right. So, yeah, we had 11 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And the plow drivers were so busy that they had the weekend off so they could rest. Well, today, this afternoon, I didn't think our street was too bad, but this afternoon they decided to go through and clean up. Well, they pushed Stop Court, the snow that they cleaned up at Stop Court, in my frickin' driveway.
Yeah, I noticed.
So, a big... to the plow drivers, for those of you on the video stream, because that really pissed me off. Yeah. I was...
We actually had to go buy a shovel on, I want to say, Wednesday after the snow stopped. We live in an apartment. We haven't owned a shovel since we moved here, but they plowed Emily's car in like 5 times.
So oh, my goodness.
Like just about 4 feet of snow.
It's like concrete.
It was like up to the top of the bottom of her windows.
Nice.
So I was like trying to brush her car off when I got home from work, because, you know, like going in at 3:30 in the morning means I'm home at like, you know, 1:30 or 2.
Yeah.
And she's like, why the hell are you brushing my car off? I'm like, I don't seem like... She's like, there's no way I can get out of that. We need to go buy a shovel before you brush my car off.
Right.
So we did that, and it took like 45 minutes to get her car free. And I was like, you don't need to be outside because it's cold, but can you sort of watch through the window and make sure I don't get stuck so you can run out here and give me a push if I need to?
Well, this weekend, I mean, at least if the plow drivers would have been working this weekend, at least it was warm enough that whatever they plowed didn't instantly freeze. It was like I needed a pickaxe and a mallet dynamite? to get rid of that 4-foot wall at the end of my driveway.
It was real bad because everything melted a little bit this morning and early this afternoon, and then it got real cold today. Yeah. But I'm really mad at the way they plowed the streets this time. They put windrows everywhere, places they never have windrows. They put them.
Are you talking up the middle of First
up the middle
Avenue?
Of well, they always do First Avenue and Second and Third,
right?
But like Fifth Street had a windrow. And Third Street had a windrow, and it's like, that's just being lazy, guys.
Yeah. Well, I swear to God, in the past, this is not a big snowstorm. Yeah, 11 inches is 11 inches, but come on. No. You know, they have, it's the first one of the season. There's plenty of ice. There's plenty of salt. Ice melt, plenty of salt.
Yeah.
This is just being, of course, I'm not a plow driver.
Yeah.
But I don't recall that the roads ever being this bad after a snowstorm.
It felt like they didn't lower their blades enough, so there was this thin layer of
ice
and snow packed down.
Well, I heard that they're doing that because they don't want to go through and fill the potholes.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that. But what are you going to do? Are you going to make 3rd Avenue like around 10th and 11th Street worse?
I don't think that leaving the extra snow on the ground is going to help the pothole situation because water gets into the cracks, freezes, thaws.
Well, it's making the big potholes by catching the blades on the edge of the pavement.
All they
got to
do is put
pavements.
A little rubber liner on the bottom of the blade, and that'll stop.
Yeah.
That from
well, and that was my take. Is I understand you don't want to pull up the patches you just put down in the spring. I understand that, but good luck. Make 3rd Avenue worse. I'd like this. I mean, you could blow a damn mine in the middle of the road, and it wouldn't be any worse than it is now.
I think they want to not, break up the machinery because they, if they're running the blade like that, runs the risk of catching a pothole and ripping the blade off
or blowing the hydraulic. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they just had so much snow they're freaking out and they just didn't want to.
Oh, there you go, being all logical.
Yeah. Well,
I just want to be mad.
I was a little bit mad. Well, I was a little bit mad when across the street we have a house that's empty. So, the real estate agent who owns it, they just pay some service to plow out the driveway. So what they did is they must have just got to the top of the hill and just plowed it straight into my yard. So the sidewalk that was cleaned and everything, they just pushed this big huge mound of snow through
over your sidewalk.
So I have this nice packed in, I was driving down the road and I thought, why the hell do I have this absolutely huge mound of snow in my front yard?
Next time there's a snowfall, Kevin's gonna be sitting at home with a shotgun.
come
on, do it.
I hate the people or people that are not living there in this respect because they always park their cars right behind my driveway. So
couldn't get out.
Yeah. So year after year, I'd have to try and angle my Explorer out and try not to hit some neighbor's car.
It's an idiot's car.
Yeah.
Park at the end of your driveway.
So now I thought everything was going to be cool.
Right, they're gone.
They're gone. I don't have to worry about them. Now they're plowing my damn front yard in.
I have a solution for you, Kevin.
What?
Buy the house.
Buy the house.
Or landmines.
And then you can choose your neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what if I take that house over and then sell my house and then I have the same reverse situation?
You still get to choose your neighbor.
Rent it out, man.
Yeah.
Rent it out.
I was going to say,
tenant.
It's like they're giving revenge from beyond the grave.
Jamie will rent your house.
But I might. Who are popular real estate agents that have signs up?
Scott Olson?
Tiffany Earle?
It'd be a chick. It's one of the pop.
Kathy Hill?
Kelly something. It's one up by Target.
I don't know. I think that might be the one who. It's one of the popular ones. That have
all right. Well, there's
Tiffany Earle does commercial buildings.
And by the way, that person's a bitch.
Kathy, Mr. Tiffany Earle.
Kelly.
One who owns the house.
If it's Kelly that I went to church with when I was a kid, with a sister Darcy.
She goes to church?
Well, she used to go to St. Paul's. We're right next to Jamie's house.
Yeah.
So the cross is right side up, not upside down?
I guess. Why? Okay. Why do you say she's a bee?
She's a bitch. Well, she called my wife a liar and.
What?
Is plowing my, the house had some problems with, this is kind of the whole reason why there isn't someone living there now. They had problems with the basement flooding and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife just told them that, they had problems last year. They actually, their carpeting was kind of floating. The last time.
She told that to a prospective buyer?
No, she told it to the people that were there.
Oh,
well,
okay.
The real estate person who owns it, what she's doing is she owns it and she just rents it out.
Oh, okay.
Since I guess, I mean, they were getting so much for that. I mean, it's got to be $300 or more than what I pay, you know, as a mortgage.
Right.
So yeah, she just told him, well, no, they had water there. We talked to them. We know there was water down there. Well, they told this to the real estate person. And they called my wife a liar.
Is she Kyle's mom?
Kyle's mom.
Yeah, Kyle's mom's a bitch. She's a real big bitch. She's the biggest bitch I've ever seen. Girl. Bitch.
Actually, talking about South Park.
Yeah.
This weekend I decided to watch some South Park episodes, some Christmas episodes.
Yeah.
And I downloaded the Christmas Critters one. I don't know. Has anyone ever seen that one?
Yes.
I know. I don't recall.
I'm not a South Park fan.
You've seen it?
Anymore.
Do you remember it?
I quit watching South Park when
that's
Mr.
That's the kind
Hankey
of thing that you only watch the one time and you never forget what you saw.
Okay, because I thought it looked sweet. Yeah. I thought it'd be fun. So me and my child were watching this.
No. So, I can see where this is going.
So basically the story is about these woodland creatures, which one of the woodland creatures is pregnant with Christ or whatever.
With Jesus.
With you know, the Savior.
With the animal Jesus.
She's a Virgin Mary allegory.
Yeah, Virgin Mary porcupine is what she was. And you get about halfway into it, and it's funny in little parts like South Park is, you know, with the kids just being little brats and everything.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where they tell you that, oh, no, it isn't the Savior. It's the Antichrist that we're having. Then the little critters do a blood sacrifice on one of their own, start eating him on
cute little bunny, if memory.
Cute little bunny. They sacrifice cute little bunny, start eating him, and then they all start having sex.
Yes.
And I had to turn it off real quick because
you went farther.
Yeah.
Than would have.
What's happening? Daddy,
why are they wrestling?
611, I believe it was, Christmas in Iraq. One of my favorite South Park episodes ever, where Santa Claus gets shot down over Iraq, and then Jesus and the boys have to go rescue him. It's hilarious, blasphemous, and downright disturbing. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm going to hell for having watched it and laughed.
But I have to give a credit for lulling you into
that's pretty awesome.
A sense of, you know, this is okay.
Good thing you didn't get up and to like get a drink.
Daddy, why are those animals climbing on each other?
Why are they all hugging each other? a lot. And over and over.
That's with the red glowing eyes and all the red candles.
Yeah. I have to say...
So Rosemary's Porcupine?
Exactly. Yep. And the funniest thing is was it Stan? Is he the one with the little poof ball? Little blue poof ball?
No, that's Kyle.
It's Kyle.
Kyle, okay.
Yeah. Stan Broblowski, Kyle Marsh.
So he's like, well, how's this happen? And then the animals, you know, the animals tell him, Who the hell do you think would have sex with a porcupine?
Kyle's mom?
No, the devil.
Yeah. Okay. God wasn't going to do it.
Could it be Satan?
Yeah. So I just had to bring that up because I really didn't feel very good about
the
whole
thing. The beauty of the episode is as it approaches the end, you're like, what the hell am I watching? And then it switches to the classroom, and Cartman is sitting on a stool, and he's reading from a manuscript that he's written himself. This is one of his stories, it's essentially to kick Kyle down because it's funny.
Ah, so is Cartman Jesus because his mom and his dad are the same person?
I don't think so.
Okay, I was just curious, you know. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Then they try and teach mountain lions how to do abortions, and I thought, how can they get that many just
horrible things.
Wrong. I don't know. Things in Trey, a Christmas special.
Trey and Matt are just.
They're on a different wavelength.
Well, and the thing is,
Trey's a Mormon, so. You've never seen, there's a movie called Orgasmo.
Yeah.
I saw it at Best Buy this weekend.
That is Trey Parker.
It's hilarious.
Orgasmo.
My friend,
it's Comedy Central, so they have much fewer restrictions. I mean, it's Viacom, so it's
after MTV. Like 11 o'clock, they'll put cursing and everything on.
And that's just it. It's, you know, it's cable, so they really don't have any restrictions anyway. You know, they could say whatever they want.
It's
to. They're just
like
held to it.
FX with a lot of their stuff.
Right. They're just held to standards and practices. But, you know, South Park makes so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
It's not just the TV shows; it's the merchandising, yeah, right, the exactly. video games.
Not
and all
so
stuff.
Much as anymore. I mean, what's been out? I mean, I remember everybody used to have the Kyle or not the Kyle, but the Cartman dolls.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but, I'd still say it makes a ton of money for them.
Really?
Like not as much as it used to.
Well, they did that episode to see how many times they could swear on Comedy Central without 39. Oh, they were in the 60s, I thought.
Oh, in the 60s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the best-selling videos, like on Xbox Live, are the South Park episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yep.
And wow. that's got its own category.
You know, that's why it was up on Xbox Live saying, hey, see the Christmas specials.
Yep.
Although I don't care for Hanky, Mr. Hanky.
I'm not a big fan.
I used to be. Howdy-ho!
The Christmas in Iraq episode, Mr. Hanky makes a poo train.
Poo train?
The poo-choo train. Poo-choo and takes him to the North Pole.
Ew.
So that Cartman can get his present from Santa.
And, nice.
I gotta say, that episode was disturbing and awesome all at the same time. When you see Jesus put his hands up and say, look upon me and know me, my children, there's something you should know. I'm packing. And a knife slips out of this hand and a gun pops into this hand. He shoots one guy and stabs the other guy in the neck. and I was like,
"Well,
wow."
The Family Guy, or was it not Family Guy, but the... what's the American Dad?
Last night? Yeah, it was pretty intense. They did a rapture episode for Christmas.
Dexter. Yeah.
It was very funny.
I like the part where he goes into the alleyway with Jesus and it's like rapture me.
And it's not Jesus.
No, it's just a guy that looks like Jesus.
Nice.
And he didn't change his mind when he was bent over like a dumpster or anything like that. No.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. So. Hey, Jenny Ramblesbury's in the chat room. Hi, Jenny. I was watching movie trailers before the show earlier, and they played one for a movie that's coming out on April 16th called Kick-Ass.
It's a comic book.
There is a comic book called Kick-Ass?
I've told you about this comic book.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's how much you listen.
Yeah, I do.
Whatever.
So, but no, it's about people without superpowers.
Rare.
And
they kick ass.
They decide that the ones kick ass. It looks to me like Mystery Men, kind of.
Yeah.
Wait. They had.
Although the Watchmen,
the Shoveler. I mean,
the Shoveler had a superpower, and
Mystery Men had superpowers. They just were really terrible superpowers.
Actually, the best superpower was held by a bowling ball.
Yeah.
The bowler.
Spleen.
Speaking of that, I saw a picture of Pee Wee Herman from his show that he's doing his tour, and it's going to be something you can bring your kids to.
Yeah, the movie's ready to go, apparently. It's like they're getting ready to shoot the Pee Wee's Playhouse movie.
Pee Wee's Playhouse movie?
The movie.
Wow. I knew that there was a possibility, but I didn't know
it looks like it's ready to go.
Speaking of movies, that reminds me, Mark from the Frightmare Forest works at the Crown Plaza, and they actually pay him. Which is weird, and his checks go through and all that. That's all nice. Been fixed. But anyway, he was there, and you know that movie Cedar Rapids that's being filmed that's got the guy from Hangover?
Ed Helms. Yeah.
And, they had the second crew, which is like the B-roll people. They go and they're shooting like shots of the town.
Yeah.
They shot from up on top of the Crown Plaza at 380, and they got the Quaker sign.
Because they're not going to shoot anything else in town anymore.
No, I don't think so. But they might. Who knows? But they got a lot of the exterior shots.
Nice.
Already. So they filmed that just a few weeks ago, he said.
Sweet.
So I meant to mention that last week, but I forgot.
I got
to
send you guys this video about B-roll. And it's a guy, he's 1-800-BBB-B-Roll, and it's just like a fake, infomercial type video, and he's like, talking about, you can get all these different guys for your commercial. He's like, how about angry guy in traffic? How do you want him dressed? Casual, and he has like a sweatshirt on. Smart casual, and he has like a collared shirt. Business guy, and he has a suit and tie on. It's the same guy in every shot, just dressed differently. He's like, what's he so mad about? Is he late for work? No, he's at work. He's a B-roll actor.
Nice.
I really love, and he says B-roll like 100 times.
Well, it's like every time, for example, on the news.
Yeah.
When you're watching the news, and there's a shot of the public library. They don't always go out and shoot that public library every time. They just use something from the library, right. The B-roll stuff.
And a lot of times they'll say file on there if it's not live.
Right.
Or the better ones will.
Yeah. But, who knows.
Yeah.
But, cool.
Yeah, and that's actually, I did that when I was shooting for the volleyball tournament. You want to take as much B-roll as you can, because then next year, You know, when you're doing preview stuff, you have plenty of options, you know, that right. isn't game footage and isn't whatever. You know,
right.
So. And it confuses the kids. Hey, how do they already have footage of the volleyball game that's
in
half an hour?
I love that.
Yeah. Wait a minute, aren't I supposed to be on TV?
I don't understand.
Kids are dumb.
Kids are dumb. That's why I like them. They could be easily tricked.
It's true.
Yeah, kids are tricky like that. They're tricky like that, but... Anyway, back to that kick-ass thing. It looks good.
It looks good.
Cool. The trailer starts out where this guy is talking about people without superpowers, and why didn't somebody think of this sooner? And they're like, well, I'm sure someone thought of it, but why didn't anybody actually do it sooner? And it was some guy with these wings strapped to his back, and he's standing on the precipice of this building. He's standing at the very top level, and he's got these wings, and he goes to jump off the building. And the whole first couple minutes of it, is you think is the internal monologue of this mm-hmm. guy that's up on top of this building, just looking over the edge, probably 40-story building, and he dives off, and the crowd's looking at him like, yeah, he's gonna fly!
Yeah.
And then he smashes into the top of this taxi, and I'm laughing my ass off, and Christina's looking at me like, why is that funny?
He just killed him.
And then it's like, that's funny.
That's funny.
And then the guy... guy says something like, yeah, and I'm not this guy.
Yeah, and I'm not this guy. That's not me. That's some guy in Portuguese. Some guy in Portugal.
That's just so funny to me. Like, why hasn't anyone thought of this before? Well, I mean, Alan Moore kind of did.
Yeah.
I think it was an Image comic, was it? I think it's an Image comic. As soon as I saw the green outfit, I knew it was kick-ass.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of green outfit, Green Hornet is coming out pretty soon. They're still shooting that.
Is Seth Rogen still in it?
Seth Rogen's the Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Which I'm not wild about.
Kato.
It was going to be Stephen Chow, but I don't know.
Jet Li got too old.
Yeah.
Jet Li is too old.
I don't remember.
Who's the next up-and-coming Oriental badass?
Oriental.
Oriental. Is he a rug?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
From the continent of the Orient.
Dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature.
No, that's racist.
Asian guy?
Easterner.
Yeah. No, I don't remember who's playing Kato. Hold on,
It was Stephen Chow, but yeah. I don't know. Someone else might have taken it. He's the one who directed Kung Fu Chicken or something like that. Kung Fu Hustle. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they don't any young Kung Fu badass guys right now.
Jackie Chan is the only one I can think of.
Oh, my God.
And he's old.
He's like 50. Yeah,
yeah, but let's be honest. He's still, I mean, at 50, he'd still whoop my ass. And I'm dangerous.
Oh, yeah, dangerous.
No, he'd tear my arm off and beat me to death with it. There's just not a way around that one.
Yeah, see, man, that's not funny. That's child abuse.
Yeah, yeah. So what's with people in Cedar Rapids... getting busted for having sex in bathrooms.
Wait, you can get busted for that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa, we're not doing that anymore.
So, Hy-Vee on First Avenue last week, a couple got busted for doing it.
Oh, you mean a public bathroom?
In the public bathroom in the ghetto V.
Lisa, never mind.
So, they were doing it in there, and then there was somebody else got busted for doing it at a church in a bathroom or something. Christina would be able to tell
you. It was outside.
Sure.
It was in a car outside the church.
So if I walk into a restroom and I see a tree in there, should I like walk straight back out?
Yes. Turn around.
If you walk into a bathroom and somebody says, should get enough turkey?
Guy by the name of Jay Chow.
You know what? I saw that guy again this weekend.
Dwayne? Oh, the guy.
No, the guy that asked me about the turkey.
Yeah.
If I want some more turkey. And I was so damn nervous. When I saw that guy, I like walked out, didn't take my iPod. So I walked out, then I realized didn't have my iPod, so I'm gonna have to go back. So I walked back in there, I grabbed the iPod, and he's like, well, hello again, you know. Hey, you know, well, goodbye again, you know. And
his penis was still in his hand the whole time. It's so weird.
Yeah, and it was covered in some sort of white lotion.
Paper.
Then I walked back out. Then I realized I forgot my lock, padlock as well.
You weren't forgetting things. You just wanted to talk to that guy.
So I just wanted to walk
in. I'm starting to think you're not coming here for the hunting.
I don't think you're hunting.
You don't really want your padlock. You want some turkey.
I got a drumstick for you.
Gobble, gobble.
Jay Chow is playing Kato.
Jay Chow.
Whoever that is.
I think it's Stephen Chow's brother.
Would make sense.
I don't know.
So
cool.
So what are they saying, Corey? What are they saying?
At 7:57, Lori put, Corey is a badass.
Corey, you're a badass?
I agree.
Thanks, Corey.
And then something went weird. Exotic Princess. Who was that?
That's Jenny.
Jenny. Hi, Jenny. By yourself or with someone, that's probably prostitution. I'm not sure what we were talking about at that
The bathroom.
Time.
The bathroom sex.
Oh, yeah. Sex. Oh, okay.
At the ghetto V?
You have to pay for bathroom sex?
I imagine. The thing is, like, the car, the, like, they actually didn't get arrested in the car outside the church. They just, apparently they were a married couple that just kind of, you know, got carried away outside a church, which is weird.
St. Paul's? Right by your house?
No, it was not. surprisingly.
They must be fairly newly married.
Yeah, no kidding.
Think if you'd heard, oh God, nobody noticed.
Armageddon!
I don't know. I've never even been in the bathrooms at the Ghetto V. That's how scared of them I am. Like, I go shopping there about twice a week.
There's something about going into a Hy-Vee and seeing the floor just being unfinished concrete. No,
yeah.
You're not in a good place.
Institutional. It's like they...
It's easier to
institutional.
Clamp the
blood. I'm never going to go to their bathroom. I don't even know where their bathroom is.
Well, before they remodeled it, I used to go in there all the time. But it.
Well, I just pee in the...
Sink?
In the Salvation Army cup outside.
That's why they put sawdust on the floor, like Lone Star or whatever.
Like just, an Old West bar.
Spoken like a guy who's never been hit by one of those bells.
Someone got their bell rung.
You've been hit by one of those bells?
I will neither confirm nor... Just the one time, though.
And you've never been invited back to go near that bell again?
It was in Omaha. It was a long time ago. They didn't have the locking lids on top, and I put a 5 in, was going to take out a couple of ones because I needed some change. And
they don't do that.
No, they kept the 5, and I had a bruise.
Nice.
So, yeah, good times.
Good times were had by all. So they don't make change out of the Salvation Army kettle.
Pots. You can't. Now they put the lids on them. So
yeah, and the big, huge locks. Yeah, and
I wasn't even sure there was a bathroom. I mean, I know there has to be for the employees, but
I
certainly wouldn't want to go in there and expose my genitals. I mean, it's so dirty in the store to begin with. I mean, can you imagine, you're going to get a disease just having it hanging out in the bathroom.
I was in Korea for a year. There is nothing in America that scares me.
It's true.
Wow.
There's only so much toilet paper you can put on the toilet.
It just seems like you'd walk in there and it'd be like that scene from Trainspotting, the worst public toilet in Edinburgh.
Oh, God.
God. Oh, man, that movie was so good. But then the dead baby scene, that always freaks me out every time.
Yeah. Why would
serious
you bring
downer.
That
up?
Because that's what I remember out of that movie. But it's that guy that went on to, he directed some pretty awesome movies after
he's
that.
He's done quite a good for himself.
Slumlord Millionaire. Slum Dog.
Slum Dunder Millionaire.
Slum Dunder
Mifflinaire.
Have you?
What?
Slum Dog Millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Seen it a few times.
No, I've heard that there are some incredibly disturbing things within the first half hour. Same reason I won't watch
Hostel.
It's not that disturbing, really. Slum Dog's not that bad. The worst thing that happens is a kid jumps through a toilet to meet a guy, lands in a pile of shit to his head, and then he goes to get an autograph.
Okay, once again, I was in Korea for a year, so that's not even normal.
Right. No.
No, I just, it's on a different level from, a Hostel or a Saw.
See, I won't watch Hostel or Saw.
No, they're horrifying.
Slumdog is actually pretty funny.
To see that.
There's a lot of funny parts, but it's more of a drama.
No, it's pure Bollywood, right? They do dance numbers.
At the end. Yeah. But there's some horrible things, I guess, that do happen, like the kids getting their eyes poked out with hot pokers.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Yeah, I guess that's bad.
How is this a Bollywood? Is this a musical?
No, Bollywood is just an Indian. They've got a set thing that you have to follow.
And usually at the end, there's a musical number.
Have you ever seen Moulin Rouge?
Yeah.
That's pure Bollywood right there.
Right.
Yeah. And they even do the homage to the Indians at the courtesan dance, the Hum Jai Hum Jai.
Yeah.
So,
You what?
Oh, I was just thinking, there's nothing in Slum... It's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. In fact, it's a cool story.
Yeah.
And the way they tie everything together, it's just good. But the guy who directed it directed that one. He directed Millions.
My wife...
Which is a great movie.
Loves that movie. And I was bored silly through the entire thing.
You just suck, Jamie Kelly.
I just don't have much childlike whimsy left in me, I guess. Like, I have just a very little bit. And
what's
just,
a couple kids in England that are broke, their parents are broke?
It's a beautiful
story. They find a bag of £1 million.
Pounds, right before the pound is going out.
Right.
And who's...
You two have the same goatee.
That's true.
The burned eyeball in Slumdog is freaky. It's all about who wants to be a millionaire. Moulin Rouge rocks. I agree.
Yeah. There's a new movie coming out called Nine, which looks a lot like Moulin Nine. Rouge.
Nine.
Well, I don't know. It's got Daniel Day-Lewis in it. It's got. Well,
he'll pronounce it Nine.
Nine. It has Q. What's her name that plays Q? Not Q. M. From James Bond. What's her name?
The new one.
Okay.
Moneypenny.
It's not Q.
No. That's not Q. He's dead. But.
Oh, now I don't have to see that movie.
Yeah. But then it's got.
Spoiler alert.
Nicole Kidman, I think. It's got a lot of. I mean, the commercial's on all the time if you watch Hulu.
Yeah.
But it's called Nine. But.
I have seen a print ad for it, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it.
Of course, it won't matter because I don't go to the theater because that's where people are.
Yeah.
My own heart.
Once it comes out of the theater, I'll know all about it. In fact, I'll know the entire thing because my sister loves to bring scripts to me because she's evil.
Wonderful.
So. Actually, the only movie I've seen in the theater in age, like I went to see Star Trek in May.
Yeah.
We went to see Up, and I went to see.
What's that thumping sound?
It's my son playing the drums.
Oh, okay.
And I went to see Paranormal Activity, and that's like those are the three movies I've seen in the theater this year, which is like three times as many as I've seen most years.
Thanks to Charlie Barnes, who is still in town. He's going to be moving to Vietnam, but thanks to Charlie Barnes, the first part of the year we saw a hell of a lot of movies.
Yeah,
apparently
yeah.
Moneypenny is Judi Dench.
Yeah, Judi Dench. There we go. She's in it. Thanks to Charlie, we saw a lot of movies this spring and early summer.
Yeah, no, I missed those.
Yeah, but then after that, Charlie and Thor, if you met Thor when he was here, they're doing a zombie movie film festival in January or February. So they're sticking around to plan that. And totally in on that. Yeah. But
would that be with Galaxy Theater? Or?
They're still working out the details as to where it's going to be.
That would be awesome.
I just recorded, I want to say it was over Thanksgiving weekend. They had Night of the Living Dead on AMC at like 12 o'clock at night, and I recorded it and I watched it.
1986 classic.
1968. Oh, the original.
Night of the Dead.
Yeah, Night of the Living Dead, the George Romero original. And it's just, I will still watch that movie. I've seen it like at least half a dozen times. I will watch that over and over and over again.
For zombie. I mean, they
for shamblers anyway.
Break them.
Yeah.
But I love the zombies that don't run, but they hoard and they mash.
I just read World War Z by Max Brooks.
Oh, my daughter's reading.
Yep.
It's really good. My brother recommended it years ago, and he finally loaned it to me.
If you get the audiobook version of it, Mark Hamill reads in it.
Awesome.
Oh wow,
man.
There's an indie flick on Netflix right now, and probably in movie rental places. I don't know what the hell they're called. Called Fido.
Yeah,
if you
Fido's awesome.
It's Lassie with the zombie. Lassie.
Yeah. Oh, it's Conley. Yeah.
Is it?
Do you know who the actual zombie is? That's I think it's Billy Conley.
You know, it looks like Billy Conley. It really does, but he doesn't speak at all, so there's no way to tell.
Yeah, it's if you've seen Boondock Saints. Two totally different things.
I didn't mean to pump the table. Speaking of which, Boondock Saints 2 is coming out.
It's out.
It's out. How on earth can you make a sequel to that movie?
I watched Boondock Saints that I don't remember what happened.
That's
so
funny. After I watched it first time, I said, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Really?
Yes.
I hate to tell you something. It's already set up the third one.
I believe it.
The thing is, the first one was an excellent movie. It was a terrible film. It's enjoyable, but it's not like a brilliant piece of cinema. It's mostly a chance for Willem Dafoe to chew the scenery.
Yeah, he did do a lot of background chewing.
And why on earth was he? Why was he gay? He was gay so he could kiss an Asian guy and then punch him for being queer.
No, he was gay so he could come dressed as a woman.
That's true. He did do that. Like, I love that movie, but it's ridiculous.
It was awesome. I mean, the first time at the very beginning where he throws the toilet off the roof
and then jumps,
I stopped the movie, and my friend who brought the movie to me, because I don't seek movies, I just have people bring them to me. I'm that lazy.
Yeah.
He said, you must watch this, and I need you to identify the class that these boys are. And as the movie, as soon as he throws the toilet off and jumps off and survives, I was like, they're paladins. And he goes, that is correct, sir. They are 100% paladins, and that's why they get away with all the shit that they do.
Nice.
Sorry about that.
My wife is like, how can you watch... what movie do we always love? The one they just made the sequel with, Jason Statham.
Crank.
Yeah, she made fun of me for watching Crank. She was the one who showed me Boondock Saints. And I'm like, no, these are exactly the same amount of ridiculous together.
Wow.
Like,
well, anything Jason Statham is going to be at least 90, level 90 ridiculous. I mean, Transporter 2, okay, there's a bomb in the bottom of my car. Rather than stop, get out, and run away, I'm going to jump over a beach, flip the car over, hit the bomb, just the bomb, to a crane, and then land on my wheels and drive away.
Yeah. Or Transporter 3, in which he can't go more than like 60 feet from the car without it exploding.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Now, in fairness, if he can get 60 feet away from the car and can put something heavy and large between him and the car, unless it's a nuclear detonation or the Tremors 2 style bomb, he should be fine.
My wife and I were,
if he jumps at the moment,
we're talking about this. I was like, well, why couldn't you just get in a really, really fast car right next to the car and drive away? And then by the time you're 60 feet away, you'd still be moving and it'd be all right. And
she's like, suspension of disbelief.
You're trying to inject logic into Transporter 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she had a point.
Just doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, in Crank 2, there was a Godzilla scene.
That was awesome.
Do you not remember that?
I haven't seen Crank 2.
I haven't seen Crank 2?
No, no one brought it to me, I didn't even know.
Wow. I'll have to bring it.
Yeah. I have not seen Crank 2 yet. I'm still waiting to see it because I just haven't gotten around to buying it.
Okay, so basically there's a scene with this what almost looks like a paper mache Jason Statham and, you know, kind of a I swear to God. And they're fighting they're fighting in a power station with, you know, them being pushed against the power lines and stuff sparking and everything.
I just love that they're gonna have a sequel where the guy not only falls out of a helicopter, but you see him hit the ground and he bounces at the end of the first movie.
And he's dead.
He's dead. And they're like, you know what would be great for this?
A spoiler alert would have been good.
Sequel. It's Crank. It was out like 6 years ago.
It's old. Sorry.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah. You know, one thing, going back to the zombie thing, one thing I read. No, that's okay. Tonight's a no agenda night. One thing I read on CNN was Natalie Portman signed on to play in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks really cool.
I just thought I'd mention that. I know that's like I saw it in the kids department.
I saw the book.
Yeah. I've seen the ads for these things. I didn't know they were real.
No, they're real books. They actually, because Jane Austen is public domain.
Yeah.
They just rewrote the book and they put a zombies like
put 30% more zombies in.
Exactly.
It.
So it's and the sequel is, and I'm not kidding you, Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
And Sea Monsters. That's the one I saw with Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
And Pride and Prejudice and Zombies has the silhouette from the original cover, like the classic cover, the woman has like half her face missing, like she's a zombie. I really kind of want to read them because I've never
put
read
an actual percentage on it. How many more?
Yeah, 30% more zombies.
Well, 30% of zero. Closer, is,
yeah,
I'm sorry, math is my thing.
30% more than zero is still zero.
Math is my bit.
Because he don't own it.
Yeah,
you have to own it.
That's right. So I was reading the, you know, Avatar. We were talking a little bit about that before we started recording. I was reading that the audiences that have seen it's getting really good reviews, and that it was the most expensive movie ever made.
Yeah, like $300 million.
And if I read in one more review that what's the line from Titanic? I'm the king of the world. If I hear one more time that James Cameron is the king of the world. Okay. I'm going to shoot somebody.
I'm going to say something that will appall many listeners. I have never seen Titanic. I am never going to see Titanic.
Spoiler alert, the boat sinks at the end.
Well, it's a commitment.
I've seen it several times. I actually like the movie.
I've heard it's an excellent movie. Yeah. But the thing is, it was my original idea was a reaction against the insanity that was Titanic in 1997, the summer of 97 when it came out. I couldn't take it. And I said, no, I'm not seeing it. And then every time it's come on, I've found an excuse to not be around. Like, someone puts it in the DVD player, I leave.
Okay, let me just say three words. Kate Winslet's boobs.
Yeah, yeah. She was completely naked in that. Only you didn't get to see the...
Yeah.
did you see how smoothly I glossed over that?
I like that.
The great thing about that movie is they actually do not blame the iceberg for the Titanic sinking. It's not the iceberg's fault. It's Kate and Leo's love that makes the boat sink.
Because whatever.
Standing on the crow's nest, who'd been watching for that damn iceberg. They're looking at these two kids dancing around on the thing, and then they look too late to do anything about it. So it's Kate's fault.
They could actually probably hear my eyes rolling there.
She killed 280 some. Man, that's... 50,000, I don't know.
How do you live? How do you sleep at night? And the thing is, I've decided I don't like James Cameron. I just dislike that.
Dude, they built an entire freaking planet for this movie.
I know. I dislike this over the top, ridiculous, reliant on special effects. Special effects, not even beyond special effects, creating an entire artificial world.
I think it's a pretty cool idea. Why
Jamie
not?
Like I don't like it. I agree with Jamie.
If
I think they're pushing it way too hard because I'm totally
in agreement.
Every Fox show that you see, they're advertising it in each show. Well,
there's actually a picture of Peter Griffin going down on James Cameron out there on the internet.
That's teasing. Awesome. you could actually take all the different previews that they've got and mash them together and make a complete movie.
Yes.
Well, I was watching Bones one day, and basically the whole...
I can assume you mean the TV show, right?
The whole episode... the whole episode was about... a couple of the characters standing in line all day trying to get Avatar tickets. I mean, come on!
No, that's bullshit.
I mean, it's not a good show for Bones. No. And plus, how does it sell Avatar? Oh, these guys are such nerds that they got to stand in line for it? Come on. I mean, the only thing that was halfway interesting is some guy was having tent sex with one of the other people.
I don't know anybody who's ever camped out for tickets for a movie.
There was a girl in line, too?
Yeah, there was a girl.
I don't believe it either.
Not for a minute.
I don't know anybody who's ever camped out for tickets for a movie. No. At least not now, but you can order them online 3 weeks in advance, idiots.
Or have tent sex.
Okay.
All right.
But
is that what happened at the Best Buy in the parking lot, Jenny? Tent sex? Did you find out? Anyway. Ooh.
But
her kid, bunch of kids in the camp. Go ahead.
But I played the video game so far. Yeah. And just to get some sort of an idea, like the story. Mm-hmm. And video game sucks. I mean,
well, dude, it's a movie
game.
Well,
that's going to make it a good movie then.
Well, the whole game was supposed to be really awesome because they've been developing the game right along with the movie for the past 10 years, supposedly.
It's not a very good video game. If they've been spending that much time.
10 years.
No, it's like it's based on one video game, Lost Planet. If you've ever played Lost Planet,
oh god, that's an awesome game.
Well,
I played that for a total of 8 minutes and walked away in disgust at my television for even showing it.
I thought Lost Planet was okay.
Oh, that game pissed me off.
So the movie's based on the video game Lost Planet?
No, the video game. So it plays almost like that video game Lost Planet.
Awful.
If anybody's ever tried that,
awful.
But
the premise of Avatar just doesn't do... Like, the whole thing, I just...
In the video game, there's a lot of shooting...
you had me at shooting.
Plants.
Wow.
Plants.
You lost me at plants.
You had me at shooting, you lost me at plants.
So most of the game, you're going from point A to point B, and along the way, you shoot a bunch of plants.
This sounds as bad as the old...
Not a lot of fun.
As bad as the old paintball game that I used to... A friend of mine had... He paid $5 for it at Kmart... And when you cornered one of the opponents, he would bend over and paintballs would shoot out of his ass at you.
At Kmart?
It was like an old like Windows 98 style paintball video game.
Nice.
And there was a glitch in it, and when you cornered one of the players, he would bend over and paintballs would start shooting out of his tuchus.
Okay, I actually played paintball, and I would have paid money to see that.
So that sounds that bad.
So Jenny says she doesn't know what happened to the tent. She wants to save her sanity as a mother. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Good call.
They
good
cleaned
call.
The tent before they brought it back.
So
no tent sex.
Bleach.
It was awfully cold that night. You know, the only way to keep warm was to rub those bodies
together. Together.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Ooh.
Ooh. So, what's up with all these shows being split up to start again in January and February again? So, it was like the mid-season, split season?
I like it.
I don't. I mean, they're starting Chuck here in the next month.
They were going to start in March, but it's going to start next after
February.
No, it's January.
Is it January now?
They've been.
See, I like to save them up and then watch them over like the Christmas break.
Oh, my DVR is not big enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. My hard drive's not big enough on the DVR.
Yeah, I'm
so you're saying your hard drive's a pussy.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
I see USA's been doing this for like 3 or 4 years now. With Burn Notice and Psych and all their other shows. They always do like a half season and then another half season. The first time they did a half season with Burn Notice and you had to wait an entire year.
Oh yeah.
For the next time. And that sucked.
They did that with 6 Feet Under.
Well, yeah.
They did that
on HBO.
They did that because they didn't sell the entire first season.
Right, they didn't order.
They didn't know if it would make it.
Yeah, and it ended up being a huge
signed.
Hit. Yeah. But you know, I really like that. So it's, you know, all summer you have decent, like a couple decent shows that you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the reruns. I mean, I don't watch hardly anything on network TV anymore.
I watch Monday nights. I watch Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mom. I am starting to really like that that show, Accidentally on Purpose. I didn't think I'd care for it.
Yeah.
But there's a couple characters on there that just leave me just cracking up. Like, here's the situation. The Jenna Elfman and this kid... Jen Elfman's in her late 30s, and this guy who's in his early 20s hook up in a bar, and then he knocks her up, and then they end up living together but having separate lives. So she's dating other people, and he's dating other people. But they went to parenting classes, but they went separately. So he went with his best friend, and they're trying to hook up with some people there just so they can have somebody to share the experience with.
Right.
And ends up meeting this lesbian couple. And this one guy says to the lesbians, he goes, "So, you're lesbians, huh? How about them boobs?" And, you know, so he ends up going across the room and looking down this girl's shirt with this lesbian chick because that... I don't know. I thought it was hilarious. That guy is freaking funny.
That actually sounds a little bit funny. I mean, take my taste of what you will, because I am the guy that watches Road Rules Real World Challenge because it's amazing. And amazing, I mean idiotic and ridiculous.
If that were the solution to a puzzle in Saw, I'd rather have the thing cut my head off.
No, it's wonderful. They fall to pieces over nothing. Like, they're not rational human beings.
That's kind of my point.
And I just love it. Like, they just explode over for no reason. It's like watching a Shakespeare play, almost. You know, like, they have these flaws that they're not even aware of, and they just sort of pop. But I watch Mythbusters, and I watch Top Chef. I don't watch...
If you don't watch Mythbusters, there's something wrong.
Yeah, you know, something pisses me off about I'm on Communications right now. They've got two channels, They thought they had Discovery on HD, but really it's Discovery HD Theater. So it's all the Speed Network channels that I was talking about. So
yeah.
I was talking to the person because I was having some problems with my DVR.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Yeah, that's Discovery." I'm like, "No, that's Discovery HD Theater. I'm not watching Mythbusters or the shows that I want to watch on Discovery. Sorry." And then the cable guide for Disney Channel,
mm-hmm.
never right. It's not even the right Disney Channel. So the cable guide is wrong. So it'll say like one show is on, because they have been broadcasting some decent movies on there,
yeah.
supposedly. But then there's always some stupid Hannah Montana Jonas marathon.
That's why I love TiVo, is because it destroys that. It just changes, like, it figures out where your channels are, and it tells you what's on there without relying on Mediacom or IMON or anything.
See, yeah, that was the great thing about Replay. The only problem is you can't get a dual-head recorder with the Replay because they stopped making hardware.
Yeah, they stopped making...
One.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because the Replay boxes were superior.
I have one in the garage.
Yeah. Oh, really? I never used Replay. I used the cable DVR for a while, and...
Which is essentially TiVo as well.
Well, Replay started
TiVo
developing the software.
Much better.
They developed the software to support the hardware, but they never pushed the firmware updates.
Mm-hmm.
They quit supporting the boxes.
I was a member of the hacks community for Replays, where you could take your 5,500 boxes and turn them into 5,000 boxes, so you could do internet sharing with them. You could also share. I had two boxes, so I could actually record things upstairs and watch it downstairs.
Wow!
It's nice. The technology is very very cool. Yeah.
It was Den and Marantz that owned them initially, right? Or did they
Sonic
buy
Blue.
Them? Sonic Blue.
Sonic Blue created them, and then they were bought
by Den and Marantz. And then Den and Marantz quit making them.
They stopped making the hardware. They're only doing software.
I was a beta tester for their software at first. And
you now can get replay style boxes with DirecTV, who used to be under
TiVo.
Contract with TiVo.
Right.
But TiVo, right up the old poop chute. So... Yeah. They went looking for someone else.
You know, TiVo is really pushing their HD boxes, even, like, you know, on the software right now. So, like, if you click on there, they're like, buy a TiVo HD. And I'm like, I have a standard definition TV. I have no need for this.
Yeah.
But I really think I would go back to cable as much as I love TiVo, because the difference in price, I mean, it's like $4 a month versus $15 a month.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not worth it. I love TiVo, and we paid for, you know, 4 years in advance, so it was real cheap.
The thing is, I've used good DVRs. I've used good digital video recorders, good ones like Replay, and then to get the Scientific Atlantic piece of crap that you get with the cable box,
Scientific Atlantic. That's what I had before.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
But you know, to get that, and it's like, come on, how about an upgrade, guys? You know, the technology's there. You're pushing their HD channels, you know. A 40 gig hard drive just is not enough to record.
MediaCom actually does, they have HD ones that are better than that, and they use Motorola boxes.
I've got a 300 gig box with MediaCom.
Yeah, the Motorola
and
one.
It's a high def show takes up 4% for an hour, which is pretty good. But
that
I found that I will record more than 25 HD channel or HD shows before I'm done watching them all. So
right.
I'm constantly
yeah.
shuffling and getting rid of stuff.
Do you guys, do they have the ability, that's the nice thing about TiVo is you can push it off onto your computer.
Yeah.
Can you do that with MediaCom?
No, because they've got arrangements with the movie distributors that if we pulled the movies off of there and put it on the computer, Lord knows, first thing we're going to do is throw it right up there in Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
we're going to...
I mean, yeah.
But... You know, not that I'm really going to do that, but, everybody's a thief. I know you would.
In a second.
Hacker man.
They put those warnings at the beginning of movies. You wouldn't steal a car, would you? Well,
sure,
copying this movie is just like stealing a car.
No, it's
now,
not.
Now, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, okay, I wouldn't steal a car. I'm not that kind of a person. But if a friend of mine offered to make an exact copy of his car and give it to me, I would take it.
Yeah, especially if it was pristine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a much better analogy. You're right.
They're just missing it by a teeny bit of the mark.
Yeah. And the thing is, I copy DVDs all the time for my own backup on my computer. I don't share them with people. I don't put them up on Pirate Bay.
I would never take the movies that we get from Netflix and put them onto my hard drive in a more readily available fashion or format.
That could be easily
be
addressed from any machine in your house. Yeah, that would be bad.
I would never do that.
I would never use this program called Handbrake or any other programs.
Handbrake is great. It doesn't work on... Well, Handbrake works under Windows 7, but... DVD 43, the cracking software, does not work under Windows 7. Which sucks.
I have to disagree with Jenny. The Ruins did not rock. The Ruins hurt my brain.
No, the Ruins were brilliant, Jenny.
The Ruins? What am I?
It was the Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Ah.
Oh, is that? Oh, no, I was talking about the movie, The Ruins.
No,
oh,
no.
Oh,
she's,
God.
She and I, Jenny. I feel you.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you were talking about the TV show, my apologies. The movie, The Ruins, made my brain hurt for 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
They couldn't defeat a plant.
So, do you guys have any big plans for Christmas? I mean, I know you're going to be having sex under the tree.
Eventually.
But
No, it'll be next to the tree. Our tree's lower this year.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice.
Do you have to trim your tree?
No. Wait a minute. What?
You heard me.
I just wasn't sure exactly what you were referring to. We put ornaments on our Christmas tree. I don't put ornaments on mine.
Do you have to take them off the lowest branches?
Like, you have a cat?
We have cats.
You
know?
So Lady
they're already off the lowest branches. The cats trim it for us.
Lady Gaga has this song out called Christmas Tree, and we were listening to it, and the only thing that Christina and I could think of is you and Lisa. And the chorus is something about the Christmas tree being delicious, going to take off all your clothes, and pretty much do it under the Christmas tree.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. And it's like, yeah.
You know,
that's totally their song.
I have developed a soft spot for Lady Gaga after hearing Bad Romance, like, once, and I could not get it out of my head.
I've heard so many brainwashers statements about her that it makes me wonder. So every time I look at her, I'm trying to find her Adam's apple.
Really?
Every time. I can't help it. She's in a bikini in one of those videos of hers, and yeah. She looks
They say
hot,
she's a man?
I swear to God.
They say she's an intersexed person.
Yes. Both?
She yes. has a
they,
teeny
They
weeny.
Claim that
there's, I there mean, was in the costumes right? that she wears, I suppose it's possible.
I've not heard this, really?
Yes.
Yeah. So Gaga's got a gang?
No,
wang?
No.
A micro
wang. They say that.
A really big clit, Horace?
I don't know. They say that.
Is it better if you use the whole word?
Yeah,
but
it is.
If
doesn't you sound as dirty.
If you look at the videos, you'd be hard-pressed. I mean, like, if she was packing...
I'm not sure where she's packing.
You'd notice.
Are you saying that she got a camel toe going on? Or
well,
what?
it's pretty close to that.
I actually think she wears plastic panties. Well, and I don't mean like soft and wrinkly. I'm talking about armor. And that would hold down the man if he was in there.
Well, have you seen the video to Bad Romance?
No.
Did this go bad quickly, this conversation?
No.
Suddenly.
No, I was going to ask you guys if you had any big plans, but no, this is more important to me. Lady Gaga having a wang.
She is, the Bad Romance video, she's stunning in a couple of those scenes. Uh-huh. And some of those scenes, someone said, I like this, it looked like Britney Spears choreographed it via fax machine. I like that. And that's it is, it's like they didn't even do a second take with dancing. They're like, it's close enough.
Yeah, good enough, whatever. That's awesome. But she's just so weird.
But her voice is just
amazing.
Don't
get me wrong.
No, she's a strange human being.
She did the poker face, which, by the way, I never hear right. Yeah. I mean, she's talking about playing cards, I hope.
Yeah.
But I hear Poker Face, and I'm thinking Ron Jeremy.
Well, how many people are on
Google? Like, the front poker in the back. Yeah.
Well, how many people are on Google right now trying to find out what a disco stick is?
I'm pretty sure it's a penis.
I'm pretty sure it is, too.
I looked it up. I actually went to...
Urban Dictionary?
I'm sure. I'm sure it's actually on
Wiki.
I love that website.
Okay, so what is it exactly?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up. I say I love Urban Dictionary.
What is a disco stick, Kevin Kappas?
A disco stick. Well, what that is when you take a male genitalia and then pour like the stuff out of those little chemical things that are at rage.
Oh, the glow sticks?
Well, the glow sticks. You take the glow sticks and you pour it on your junk.
That's called cyanocalumide.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Military right. 10 years, you learn what the sticks are called.
Yeah. So basically, you take that, put it on your junk, and that is your disco stick.
Nice.
That's awesome. I need to try that.
And she has a disco stick. Didn't she say, do you want to take a ride on my disco stick? Or does she want to take a ride on your disco stick?
So you think you've made an epiphany. She has a glow.
There was a video running around earlier this summer, and it was like upskirt footage of Lady Gaga shows her penis. So of course I had to watch this like 8 times to see. It does not show any such thing.
I feel badly for you.
You got a virus on your machine.
And I'm almost 100% certain.
No.
It
was
Lady Gaga.
No, it was. It was actually from a show. It was like it was going on like a YouTube site. It wasn't like downloading the video. You know, I wasn't getting emails about it. But like Gawker linked to it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's and it does not show any such thing.
You could actually splice something in there really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Splice like the gopher from Caddyshack. And it just pops up.
or what was the thing that Dan showed us? What was it that Dan showed us?
Is a
the tan lines. The meat.
I'm doing that.
I think that would make national news if you released it and got any kind of distribution.
I'm doing that.
And when he pops out, make it go, I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me.
Watch the Can Man show. Listen to the Can Man show. There you go. So I was going to do some prizes, but... With all the technical difficulties, only Lori's in there. So, Lori, you win a prize.
Lori, that was awesome.
All right, here's your prize.
Oh, yeah. It looks like Chad was going to show Kevin his disco stick. Yeah.
I was going to.
Nice.
I had to adjust my pants. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Joys of live internet video. So, what else we got to talk about, fellas?
Yeah, not much.
Not much.
Got a new phone.
You got a new phone. What'd you get?
Oh, you're going to love this.
Get the iPhone?
No.
You got a jitterbug.
I got a pink phone.
You got one just like my wife. Oh,
yeah, isn't that great?
You got the cheap LG phone.
Pretty.
Yes, my my phone died like 2 months before my plan's up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you just had to buy the cheapest one they had.
No, no. A lady behind me at work decided to give this to me. So I've been thinking about getting a bejeweler. What was it? Bedazzler?
Bedazzler.
Get a bedazzler and put Casey on the front.
Nice. So somebody gave that to you?
Yeah,
I tweeted that last year, right around this time of year.
Was it the same company that you went through before?
Yeah, it's the same company and everything. They just reprogram it. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But the thing is she said, "I'll let you have the phone, but you realize it's pink.
Yeah,
can you handle a pink phone, Kevin? I don't know if I can handle a pink phone.
It looks like you're manhandling it right now.
See, I found out that." Now that I have the pink phone, I'll actually, not make calls in front of people.
Lori says, sweet, Kevin's gay phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Lori. So
you're so insecure you won't use a pink phone?
No, I've got to say.
Not in front of people.
It is
you're
actually
a wuss.
Improving your cell phone etiquette.
It looks, it's almost like mauve, though. It's less, like, it's not like hot pink or
use
something
a little
like
black
that.
Magic marker, you big wuss.
But
right, I had a red phone before this one, and everyone looked at it and said, "Oh, it's Corey's pink phone." So you can't even be close. I'm sorry, you can't.
Yeah.
And I don't have. I don't think that that's any hit on your manliness. You have the monster goatee going. They can.
My wife has the same phone. I use her phone all the time in public.
as long as you don't answer the phone like Rassy the Fabulous, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Now, what kind like of a ringtone? What kind of a ringtone should I?
Oh, you definitely need something
Lady
like
Gaga.
Gloria
or
Gaynor.
Dick stick. Disco stick.
You need the Gloria Gaynor. What is it? The game.
I will survive.
I will survive.
That's awesome.
I will
that is
survive.
The perfect
oh
ringtone.
My god.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
But you definitely should do the bedazzler because I tweeted about that last Christmas. I said, I know what I'm going to get Emily for Christmas. I'm going to get her a bedazzler. So for New Year, she can give me a bedazzled.
I wonder if anybody has
quest.
A bedazzler.
Actually,
is that any of your kids or
they
no.
make,
kids' kids?
They
or?
Make little sticker
my kids do not have kids.
For your cell phone at, I think, Claire's. I know this.
How do you?
Daughters. for the listeners, everyone looked at me like I was coming.
I know you
closet.
Got daughters.
Really? Something's in so your closet, bedazzled?
I have daughters. Well, I had a friend come out of my closet recently, or come out of the
closet. Your
closet? To me, and it scared the hell out of me. I didn't even know he was in my house.
He's now 6 inches shorter.
I totally stole that.
So did he come over to your house and he goes, I got something to tell you. And then he gets in your closet and then comes back out. Then he gets
Ta-da!
Back in. Then he gets back out.
You know,
I know. No,
no.
That
no.
was actually pretty fun,
but,
though.
But one thing I have to tell you, I just got the phone reprogrammed Saturday, and I had a dream about using the phone. So it must be on my mind.
You gotta like get
this
some
is my dream. This is my dream.
Duct tape.
I should duct tape and have a duct tape phone.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, that's cool.
I have electrical tape.
It's manly.
Anyway, I'm at Lyndale Mall.
Oh, I got electrical tape.
That's black.
Keep going.
So I'm at Lyndale Mall.
Yeah.
And I've got my phone out, and I'm making a phone call, and everybody that's walking around me is pointing at me, looking at me, and. Making fun of me, basically. So then I wake up the next morning going, eh, there we go. No.
Here's
that,
some electrical tape.
I
got a knife
don't know
so you
if
can
electrical
cut it to
tape,
fit.
But
I got a whole
oh,
case
know,
of electrical tape.
If it doesn't
tape.
Work, it'll just come right off. I won't leave any stick behind the way duct tape will.
That's true.
Here you go. Have a couple rolls.
Thanks.
On me. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
That's Merry what we Christmas. Use to bind our wounds when we're injured on the job.
Really?
You just wrap it with electrical tape and move on.
And a tampon?
Tape
electrical tape
well
and a
too.
Tampon?
No, just electrical tape.
Tampon.
And I got to say, you'll know when the scab is set, because when you go to pull it off, it doesn't let go of the tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, so we were over at Chris's grandpa's a couple weekends ago, and he had like 4 cases of this so in his house that he never used. So, like, I will never run out of electrical tape now.
No, because, like, I use one roll just about every decade.
Wow.
Yeah. That's impressive.
We computer technicians aren't supposed to use electrical tape.
No.
What's this?
It's a Leatherman.
That's a knife.
That's not a knife.
That's a knife.
This is a knife. That's a spoon.
Really, I've seen really like nasty looking blade.
It's a serrated.
That knife is from 1996. That whole tool is. They gave it to me as a.
Is that legal?
Yeah. They gave
Your
it
tip's
to me.
Broken off.
I know. I is broke it off in some guy's
is it
ass.
Still.
So that's how you know.
I wasn't kidding when I said I was dangerous. They gave it to me and said, "Okay, here's a multi-tool with knives in it. Let's see how long it takes you to bleed." And it was just under 10 minutes.
Wow. Ooh. I got this one from Chyna and Sharon's wedding.
Nice.
Oh, my geez, father has, I don't even know if I still have that.
My father has a very nice Swiss Army knife that he got, you know.
Locks.
It locks?
Yeah.
I think I can paint it.
Would you like me to unlock it?
Yeah, you're a big wuss. Just deal with it. It's a phone, for Christ's sake.
That's awesome. my father has a Swiss Army knife from, you know, early 90s, and it's one of those big ones. It has a saw on there. Yeah. Like, it has a knife blade, a big knife blade, a little knife blade, and it has a damn saw. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm going to cut down the world's puniest tree.
Yeah, I've got, yeah, those are awesome.
So whatever happened to Swiss Army knives?
It's listed as a bone saw.
Nice. Well, I mean, I imagine it would cut off a finger if you tried real hard.
I got to say, I used it on a ham bone to make two bones for my dogs. And by the way, don't give your dogs ham bones unless you want them to poop everywhere. but it cut through it like a knife.
Oh, I imagine it would. Yeah. It's tempered steel. It's good steel, but it's just like, nice, you know, sharp. I'm gonna cut down a very small locust tree here. Don't mind me.
I'm going to make a canoe after 700 trees die.
Nice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 65 of the Can Man Show. Woo! Tonight I have two songs by a person named Jelly. And one of them is a remake of Lucy and Linus from the Peanuts. And then the other one is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, both by Jelly. So enjoy. Thank you for listening. Join us next week at same bat time, same bat channel. Hopefully, we'll have everything working by then. See you next time. Bye-bye.
So bright. Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Bacock!